Hello. Well, I want you to be gentle with me today. Most of you know I love to talk. However, this is a little different for me. So I hope that in these words you will find something that speaks to you. Well, some of you who know me well would argue that, yes, I do like to preach. Wait for the giggles, yes. Today, I am hoping to create a conversation that, with luck, will continue on long after we leave here today. I will be sharing some sobering and disturbing statistics about the plight of children in this country, and when added to those of children across the globe, become staggering. I then hope to offer, with your input, ways that we might jumpstart a movement that could one day soon help to mitigate a situation that has been ignored for far too long. I'm just going to say a few things about myself, and then I am hoping that you will participate a little bit in this conversation. When I was 9, I had my first taste of dealing with children when my youngest sister was born, and I was happy to help mom when and as I could. I started babysitting when I was just 12 and took care of many of these church members' children, including apparently one who is now going to become a grandmother. Did I hear? Patty Sandel? I don't know. I think I heard a rumor that she's going to be a grandma. I feel really old, okay? In high school, because of the foresight of Jean and Barry Wood, who were the counselors for MYF, I had the amazing experience of tutoring on Monday afternoons at what was then St. Augustine Center on Humboldt Parkway. These were what we might call today at-risk children. And over the Easter vacation that year, we were able to take them to Watson Homestead for a week and experience that I hope they never forgot. I have taught Sunday school here, participated in Vacation Bible School, and was recently roped into helping out with the Christmas pageant by my friend Dave Lawson. Love ya, Dave. Yeah. But my claim to fame, as I call it, is working in the after-school program at Seneca Street CDC, Community Development Center. It's also home to UMC services on Sunday afternoon. It is located in the poorest section of Buffalo, the Seneca-Babcock neighborhood. Kids come from homes where parents are often addicted, one or both in jail, unemployed, or dealing drugs, where I hear parents berating their children on a regular basis, and where teen pregnancy and school dropout rates are high. When asked why I decided to volunteer there on a regular basis, I noted that despite the deplorable conditions at home, most of these kids can still find ways to be joyful, want to learn, gobble up all the attention they can get, and give back love, so much love. That's my story. How about yours? Most of you here are parents, grandparents, some great-grandparents, but where else do you intersect and interact with kids? I would like to hear some responses, if you're of a mind. Journey's End. Good. School. YMCA. Okay. In the neighborhood, I heard. Anybody else? At the first service, we had the same kind of response, although at first nobody said anything. So when I was preparing this, things that came to my mind, Girl and Boy Scouts. Any of you? Yeah. How about literacy volunteers? Okay. How about fostering? Just fostering children, grandparent fostering. Anybody? We had one at the first service that did that on a regular basis. Obviously, teachers. Okay. And sports or coaching. Anybody here do that? No? No softball? Yeah? Okay. And the other one that Peggy mentioned was Gateway. Many of us have helped out at Gateway. So we do interact and intersect with children on a regular basis. While I was preparing the service for today, I asked my fellow planners, Mary and Peggy, what they would say about children from their own perspective. Mary Ball had this insight, and I quote, "Parenting isn't easy, but remember that kids are resilient, and none is incorrigible, although I do believe my mother would argue. Peggy offered, quote, "There needs to be a balance between nurture and building character," unquote. One of the topics discussed in the literature for Children's Sabbath was discipline. And I personally, for some time, have been chagrined about the relationship between parents and children today. It seems like too much of the time the children are dictating the terms of their existence rather than the other way around. We live in an age when children can send their parents to jail for meting out what we consider to be normal discipline. I recall an ad on TV a few years back where there was an somewhat inappropriate interaction between parents and children. The message from the kids was, "You have to be the parent." I wish they'd bring those back. The Bible has some interesting things to say about discipline, and here are a few. Proverbs had quite a bit to say. They offer, "Do not withhold discipline from a child. If you strike him with a rod, he will not die. If you strike him with a rod, you will save his soul from Sheol or hell." And this, "Whoever spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is diligent to discipline him. The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame to his mother. Discipline your son and he will give you rest. He will give delight to your heart." And on raising godly children, again Proverbs offers, "Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it." Isaiah declares, "All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children." Colossians says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged." So, what is the rod in today's society? What say you?
Time out.
Time out. Yeah, we hear a lot about time out. Time out means different things to different people, though, so we had a little fun with that this morning. Time out for us simply meant putting somebody in the corner in a chair with nothing to do. I worry that today time out means sending the child to the room where they have all their electronic devices. Ooh, not so much. Yeah. Anybody else?
Loss of privileges.
Okay, very good. You can't use your phone for a week. You can't watch any television, no computer time. Wow. That's pretty scary for a kid today. Okay. Another area of attention was the potential of children, and Peggy mentioned this earlier when she was quoting. This is a quote I liked. "Every child enters the world full of promise, meant for the fullness of life, deserving of love and protection, equal in worth, with boundless potential." And if you haven't read the thought for today, I recommend that you do that. It's very, I thought it was very meaningful. In Genesis 11:6, it's written, "And the Lord said, behold, they are one people, and they have all one language. And this is just the beginning of what they will do." That happened to be referencing the Tower of Babel, but I thought that it meant a lot in today's world, where we are all one. In Ephesians 2:10, we hear these words, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them." And in Psalm 127, we hear the words, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them." But unequal opportunities and circumstances exist in family income, early childhood development, education, and more that can create small gaps that widen over time until some children face opportunity gaps so vast they cannot leap across them without help. I'm going to quote some statistics, and these are taken from the Children's Defense Fund information. Each day in America, 4 children are killed by abuse or neglect. 6 children or teens commit suicide. 48 children or teens are injured or killed with a gun. 64 babies die before their first birthday every day. 167 children are arrested for violent crimes. 690 babies are born to teen mothers. 927 public school students are corporally punished. 1,285 babies are born into extreme poverty every day in America. 1,903 children are confirmed as abused or neglected. 2,857 school students drop out. 4,396 babies are born to unwed mothers. Wow. Children need us as people of faith, as adults, as citizens, to bridge the gaps with supports that help children catch up, and to close the gaps so we leave behind no child. How do we do that? By working for policies, programs, and supports so that parents can earn a living wage and no child is left behind in poverty. By reaching out and calling for investments so that all babies and toddlers thrive in early childhood through nurturing home, childcare, and Head Start experiences. By working locally and statewide so that every child attends a good school with sufficient resources and teachers who expect and support every child to succeed. And by cherishing every child and calling on our legislators to do the same, by closing opportunity gaps that favor some and disadvantage others. Who are the children in your sphere of influence? How do we reach out to those marginalized children in a meaningful way? A way that will show them that they are loved and special and unique, with something to offer. Do we have space in our hearts for these lost souls? Do we have the courage to step out of our comfort zone and go where they are and to meet them on their terms? Are we there yet? Amen.